If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global, live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Welcome officially to August. College football will begin this month. No, we had practice begin in July, but games this month. We're going to see K-State, Iowa State in about, 3 weeks from right now in Ireland, Nebraska, Thursday night, August 28th in Kansas City.
So we've reached
August. We're here.
God, it's August 1.
Yeah, we are here in August.
I'll be damned.
Feels good.
The number 8.
On the calendar, yes.
Are you okay with 8?
Well, 8, yes.
8's not a problem.
I prefer 9.
But 5 is
September.
5 is the problem.
5's the major problem for me. We all know that. That number does not sit well.
8 is fine.
Yeah. It's an exciting time. Today was the first day. I always felt 59 degrees was the number for brisk. But there was some briskness in the air today.
I agree.
There was. It was brisk. And also, it is dark out, and that is exciting for me. I was driving to work this morning, and it was complete darkness. It felt like it could have been 3 a.m., and that means that life is starting to make sense.
It's 61 degrees. That's nice.
Yes.
The high today is 77.
Oh.
Could be, for August, that's very pleasant to start August.
Oh, my.
77 degrees is the high.
It's coming yet. We're far from over.
I see some 90s next week.
Oh, yeah,
some low 90s. What?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Next week. But, next 5 days, next 4 days are like high 70s, low 80s. So embrace that. Enjoy that.
Greg, can we get a precipitation update for today, if we could?
If he says rain, I'm going to have to push back. I don't see rain on the radar. I see right now an unhealthy air quality.
It rained 6 straight hours yesterday.
Did.
From 6 a.m. to about noon.
He's very sensitive about this topic.
He texted, Bill texted the group, and then...
And that's what I said, Greg, it rained for 6 straight hours.
Glad you broke the ice.
It was good for us. Hope Greg shows up today. We'll have to have a one-on-one.
No, he cannot.
He's not?
No, he's not because he's angry.
He's angry.
No, just can't. He just can't show up. I'm glad he's not showing up because I can't eat any more donuts.
Yeah, you told me yesterday you had quite the eating day. We saw you eat two Long Johns here, and you had oatmeal, and...
You wouldn't believe
it. He had over 3,000 calories during the show.
It didn't stop after that from what
it
sounds
like. It got worse?
Yeah, for some reason, I felt compelled to...
Did you go to Philman's?
No, I felt compelled to buy one of those big Snickers bars, not just the normal size.
King size.
King size Snickers and horsed it.
Approximate time for that?
I can tell you. I don't even know if it has to be approximate. I was meeting some 3:15.
Okay.
3:15.
I don't know if they've changed anything with the Snickers bar from 1972. I don't think they have.
Well, why would you?
And can you imagine this? What do you guys have a Snickers bar? When did it turn great? I don't know, about 1968.
It was good.
And there's not one change, and it's incredible.
It was good. It's good energy.
Yes.
And then last night, I've gotten this habit of drinking at least one Coors Light at night, and now I'm up to two. But I ate a half a bag of Ruffles with that.
Was this with Leo or not?
Yeah, it was with Leo.
Leo.
Imagine the start of the day, then the middle, and then the end. I mean, it's just horrifying. I thought about it as I was eating. I'm like, oh my God. So today, no. Don't bring in donuts. If you're thinking out there about bringing in donuts, don't do it.
Consider it.
No.
For others.
What if Rudy wants a donut?
You just outed Rudy.
What if I want a maple donut from somewhere?
Yeah. Okay, bring in a maple donut. Yeah.
Sip needs a donut this morning.
Thank you to McSafety and Bearded Ben for
making them.
provided donuts yesterday.
Topeka Tom came in. Is that Topeka Tom? No, it's Bearded Ben.
I told you, I think I've gone back to age 12 this week.
What happened?
I've eaten pizza 4 times this week.
What is that? Why?
I don't. It's bad. So we have pizza brought in from Valentino's on Mondays for lunch here. I had pizza then.
Okay.
And then I went to Golf League Monday night, and then there was no food at the house, so I stopped at Casey's and got a slice of pizza.
Which
so
is a great...
That's twice in one day.
Good call.
Then I ate
pizza. That's twice in one day.
Monday. And then then Wednesday, I did a little speech for Carl and Kiwanis.
Oh, you did?
But it's now Pizza Ranch. It's about 15 minutes.
Where does this just pop up out of nowhere that you were doing live events?
He used to do them, and they moved on from it.
Yeah, well, Golden Corral has closed. It was at Golden Corral. It's now been torn down, actually.
Yeah.
And so they moved
to Pizza.
The
Corral is gone?
Golden
I'm
Corral.
I'm catching a lot of things here.
It shut down. I think it was a COVID casualty. And then, they burned the... They burned it down. They mowed it down.
For insurance purposes.
Golden Corral is
no longer at all. So Jake says it's an insurance scam at Golden Corral.
It was burned.
It was burned. They burned it down.
I was at Pizza Ranch for that speech. I don't know if I've ever seen that play. I'm going to guess that was the most full any Pizza Ranch has been since 1997. It was like it was... The whole restaurant
was
packed.
So, Jake, you packed it. You packed the house.
This was not for... The Kiwanis speech was a minimal crowd. You know, as usually... It was. There's just kids everywhere. There was kids all over the place on Wednesday at lunch at Pizza Ranch.
Pizza Ranch is taking over for Chuck E. Cheese?
Apparently so, because they have a Funplex now in there. There's a Fun Zone, Funplex. I don't know if they were there for that. These are probably like middle school, high school.
How about
a little
those
bit
words?
Old for the Funplex.
Funplex.
Middle school?
Yeah, I think that's for elementary school and younger in the Fun Zone. But so they weren't over there playing games. They were just eating food. But it was
Fun Zone.
It was a crazy amount of people there.
Me and Steve did not grow up with a time where, like, your parents might take you to a Funplex. That didn't happen.
Let me think about that. I don't think so.
No, it wasn't a Funplex.
Peeny Park was not a Funplex.
No.
It was a park.
That was still an amusement park.
Yeah, it was an amusement park. Thank you.
There's two things with food I'd like to bring up, and that's nougat.
Nougat just versus nugget, yeah.
That's just...
Hard to define.
Hard to define. What is it? Well, it's chocolate, caramel...
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know if it's chocolate and caramel.
No. That's the Snickers bars. Oh. Chocolate, caramel.
And then nougat.
Yeah, and no one knows what that is. No one's ever said, hey, whip up some nougat.
Here's what I got for a description of nougat from ChatGPT.
You go right there.
Nougat is a confection. Okay. Made from sugar or honey, whipped egg whites, and roasted nuts. Sometimes... with added candied fruit.
Ooh.
Not in the case of the Snickers bar. It's known for its chewy or crunchy texture, and it's a common ingredient, obviously, in candy bars and chocolates. That's a nougat.
Yeah.
It's confection.
Wow.
That's a wow.
So that hit me today, and then I was getting my coffee, and then by Jake's desk, someone had a box of cherry dilly bars from Dairy Queen.
I saw that. That was not mine.
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, it was in the garbage can. I saw that.
Yeah, which it doesn't interest me a lot, but my question was, do they still have the butterscotch dilly bar? Because that's the ultimate dilly bar.
I don't know if they do.
That's the one you dream about, is the butterscotch dilly bar.
Now, I dream about the cherry still.
It's frozen so hard. It is. I mean, that's what's good about it. It's not like, because... What it is they perfected the dip cone. You said, get a dip cone. That's great. Just have melted ice cream running down your cone. Go with the dilly bar and you've got something.
I agree. I get dilly bars. I love them. Yeah. But I do like the cherry.
Butterscotch is... But I'd eat a cherry.
This is good. Okay, Bill.
I like the butterscotch, too.
I'm on the official Dairy Queen website.
Thank you.
Shows three different dilly bars. Chocolate, cherry, and butterscotch. Yeah.
Okay.
Still exists as of as of today. You can go to... Dairy Queen to get a butterscotch dilly bar.
I will.
Why don't you and
today,
Laura?
Today I will.
That sounds good. I can't. I wish I could. God.
Why?
It's because of your food day yesterday.
Yesterday, jeez. I mean, that was ridiculous.
Were the Ruffles?
I feel terrible.
If Ruffles are sitting there with a bag open, it's impossible to walk past them. You want to stop people?
Whoa!
Just have an open bag of Ruffles.
Oh my God, they're good.
The blue and white. Bag.
I don't know why in this case it's red. I don't know why.
Whoa.
What is that?
Blue and white.
It's always blue and white.
Blue, white, and blue, white. Yeah, for sure. I know the Ruffles you're talking about. It's possible I got the brand that you're not talking about.
Did you get off brand?
I don't think so.
Sure, it was like Bruffles?
They have Bruffles? No. You get Bruffles?
They taste like Ruffles. You know what, though? No, they're not the same as what you're talking about. Now, this is not interesting, but it's not the exact same Ruffles that you're talking about. They're Ruffles, though. You know, they're Ruffled chips.
The bandit says you're talking about Wavy Lays, it sounds like.
I think that's right.
Okay. The bandit knows his chip bag. Okay?
God, that's impressive.
Wavy Lays, which I'm okay with too, but
yeah.
Here's the deal.
That is
when you said Ruffles, my brain goes somewhere. Now you're trying to.
Right.
I know what you're talking about. Now I'm all freaked out.
I know what you're talking about, and it's not that. These are more. The ridges are wider in these. They're Wavy Lays. Yeah. You're talking about the very thin.
Well, it's real simple. What's the word? Ruffles. That handles it all. That takes care of everything.
When you said the bag was not blue and white, that was a.
And you know what? I don't think it says Ruffles on it. I think it says
no. Because Ruffles, I think, is a
brand.
Yeah.
So is Wavy Lays. Nick in Omaha claims that his buddy's grandpa invented the tool that creates the Ruffles ridges.
Good God.
That's a tool, apparently.
So financially, his life is
very good. His tool, that's his buddy. His friend's grandpa.
It's still probably. What's his name?
That's Nick in Omaha.
I bet his life still went pretty good because of that. He's friends with the guy who invented how to make a ruffle.
That's true.
Life probably went pretty good.
God dang. If that's true, that's crazy. By the way, back to nougat. That's about exactly the way I would have expected it to be.
Explained. Described. Yeah.
Except for the fruit. I don't.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. And they also said it's crunchy sometimes. Well, that threw me also.
Nougat. The top nougat. Would Snickers be the top nougat candy bar?
Oh, absolutely.
What is in them? Three Musketeers? What is that stuff?
I thought that was nougat too.
I don't view that as.
I thought all.
View a Three Musketeers the inner workings
as nougat.
I don't.
I don't either.
I might be wrong, but myself in my mind
is that all nougat?
Yeah.
It's the most random searches I've had so far this morning on my phone. DQ Dilly Bars.
What candy bars have nougat?
The most nougat.
Okay, from AI. It says, a Three Musketeers bar consists of a fluffy whipped chocolate-flavored nougat center coated in milk chocolate. So it's just a different form of nougat.
Yeah, maybe it is.
And
maybe it's just the combination of the caramel and the chocolate and the peanuts. I don't know,
but I would say this: Three Musketeers is defined by nougat.
They say that on the wrapper.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's defined by their nougat. There's probably another bar like that, but that's the one that is most defined.
What would you describe? What is the inner workings of the salted nut roll?
Ooh. Not nougat.
Yeah, no,
that is not nougat. It's marshmallow.
Oh, it's white. I don't know what that is.
What would that be?
What is that stuff?
Because that is a whole new world. It is. And we all know that you usually don't grab a salted nut roll that much, but when you do, it's incredible.
Very good.
Also, and I think they have a shelf life of like 20 years.
Yeah, for sure.
A salted nut roll.
Oh, here we go. Salted nut roll. Candy bar with a creamy vanilla nougat center.
White nougat.
Surrounded by a layer of caramel and coated in salted peanuts.
White nougat.
Yes.
It's just different forms of
every different. Did we even know this?
No.
Breakers, you're welcome.
We've learned this morning.
White nougat.
Yes.
It's very white.
If you have a candy bar with nougat, please send it in today.
I mean, if you got what's that bar you're talking about called the crunchy nut one?
Salted nut roll.
If you got one and the nougat was not white, you'd be like, okay, I'm not.
Oh, no.
It's a problem.
Oh, you throw it away.
Something's wrong with
it. Yeah, you throw it away.
You know the white nougat. It's white.
Yeah.
It is like cloud beautiful white.
You know who could help us with this debate is Peeper that works at the
Piper. Reese's?
Piper. Yeah.
Peeper.
Piper.
Piper.
Aaron brought in candy bars a couple times.
Piper, please.
Call him Peeper.
Peeper.
Hershey.
That was really bizarre, Jake.
Yeah, that really was. That's the most bizarre thing you've ever said. I wonder if the Peeps knows. Who's the Peeps?
Piper. Has brought in candy bars before. We could see if there's what has nougat.
No, his name Peeper.
Somebody is.
Imagine. There's nobody has a buddy that his name is Peeper.
Oh, P-I-E-P-E-R. Can be pronounced that.
No, it can't. No,
it's Piper. How would you ever get Peeper from that?
Aaron Peeper.
The guy played at Nebraska and now runs all of candy bars in Nebraska.
Yeah. Oh, and he brought in a whole bunch of them several times.
Imagine doing those two things. Played in Nebraska, and I run all candy bars in Nebraska.
Blessed.
Yes.
Blessed. Blessed.
Officer McLeod has a take. He says, nougat seems like a word that candy bar companies use when they don't know how to what to actually call something. Yeah, it's a nougat center.
Officer McLeod with a take.
With a take. Not all wrong. No. Not all wrong.
I'm trying to think of other bars.
There has to be more.
Oh, Reed Milky Way. That's a big nougat bar. Okay, yeah, that's a big nougat bar. That's nougat. It's just almost.
What if they had a nougat buffet and you walked in and there it was?
I don't know.
Three Musketeers bar, a salted nut roll, a Snickers, and a Milky Way.
Milky Way bar.
And it's just a buffet of them.
Milky Way bar has a nougat, a chocolate nougat center topped with a layer of caramel, all encased in a milk chocolate coating.
I apologize for starting this nougat fascination, it's really got me.
Where's that fascination from against Bill? What caused
I don't know. It was just Steve's overeating, I guess, is where it started
with. Because he had a Snickers bar. That's right. He had
just
a Snickers
tell me this. Milky Way and Three Musketeers are basically the same candy bar.
Yeah, but
very similar.
If you said blind test, I pick them out every time.
Could you?
I wonder
if I could.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Really?
Yes.
I wonder if I could.
Milky Way still has caramel.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, there's no caramel in Three Musketeers.
God, Three Musketeers.
You're a freaking candy bar.
The Three Musketeers also makes you feel healthy.
It feels lighter.
Oh, you want a candy bar? A candy bar light. Give me a candy bar light.
It feels like a diet candy bar.
Give me a Three Musketeers.
Somebody sold Snickers to me as a bar, an energy type bar.
No.
Like, really?
I'm just trying to make you feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
That's fine.
If you want energy,
okay, thanks. It's a good sales pitch, but not correct.
So the stuff inside of what's the
nougat?
Just peanut butter nougat in a peanut butter
Reese's,
cup? Is that
Reese's
peanut butter nougat?
I don't think they'd call that nougat.
I would hard
straight
I'd
peanut
be
butter.
Hard pressed to say that's nougat in a peanut butter.
Just
cup.
A peanut butter concoction.
It's not just straight peanut butter. It's a concoction.
That's the thing. It's not like you get it. It's not Jiffy.
Peanut butter cup is filled with consists of a peanut butter filling and enveloped in milk chocolate. It does not say the word nougat at all. Yeah. So out of nougat.
I love the word though that they used there. That made that it's enveloped.
It's enveloped in milk chocolate, and that
paints a picture to me. Beautiful. It's unbelievable. I had a mini one yesterday.
Did you a mini one?
A mini one. Yes. I'd stopped by a business and they had little things of candy, and I got a little one, but not the junior one. This was the in between.
Why even bring it up?
No, that's a joke.
Right.
That's a waste of time.
Yeah, I don't mess with them. There's not enough chocolate. There's more peanut. The
Those
envelope is
suspect.
Not. Is, yeah, it's not built correctly. Mm-mm. No,
they're suspect. There's another question I have.
Okay,
I can't. Don't worry about it.
The fact that certain candy bars have standed the test of time.
Oh,
because right now I can't imagine. Just think about this one. Imagine in like whatever 6 months from now. Hey, do you have the Bamboozled candy bar? It's incredible.
No one buys it. I'm not even trying a different one.
100%.
No one's introducing candy bars.
No.
It's done.
It's done.
Hey, how do you spell nougat, by the way?
I think the last new one I remember was the Reese's Fast Break from, like, I don't know, 2000. That was it. Nothing new ever since then.
There is some new, but it's unbelievable. You remember this
nougat?
One?
Okay, hold on a second. How do you spell nougat?
Nougat.
N-O.
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming.
Nougat. Nougat.
Wow.
Hey, guys. It's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. They're just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco, Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
N-O-U-G-A-T.
Would you have spelled it that way?
No.
What is the best wrapped?
N-U-G-E-T.
The best wrapped candy bar.
Okay.
It was amazing.
Oh, well,
the best.
I will
wrapped.
Tell you that. It's the mint thing. It's the
Andy's peppermint mint? Patty.
Peppermint patty.
Peppermint patty. Very good.
Pretty good.
The one that I enjoyed the most, and because it was the most difficult, the bit of honey.
I'm out.
But it was wrapped in.
I'm out. I'm about to take a break.
Remember how you had to unwrap it?
You wouldn't eat it.
It was different type of paper.
A different type of paper. It was like a wax paper.
Yeah, wax. I don't understand like wax bit paper, of honey.
And you had to unwrap it out of the deal.
I've had one.
It sticks to your teeth. You can't eat that. Oh, it's the worst.
I'll still have a bit of honey occasionally.
I can't.
But still will.
But it's the most crazy wrapped candy bar. If you had a chance, just get a bit of honey bar, and it's wrapped.
I
like,
might just for the wrap.
The machine it would take to do that would be incredible.
Man, that bit of honey, huh? Yeah. All right.
I'm not pushing it, but I'm just saying most uniquely wrapped.
Okay, that's a good thought. Yeah. I'll try. I think I've had it one time in my life.
That's I think the only candy bar that's made any sort of a run that's probably it's still probably 40 years old is probably the Kit Kat. Kit Kat bar it's a popular bar because you can break it apart.
That's it's kind of popular. Nice,
it's pop. The Kit Kat will always be somewhat popular.
Very popular.
Yeah. So there's some that have faded, like the Red Crackle has faded.
Yeah, and that's a quality bar.
It really is. How about it really is.
Tell you what, grab a Nestle's Crunch. Don't think your day changed.
Right.
Yeah, try one of those bad boys.
The Crackle bar, I was really.
We're going to do the whole show on candy
bars. The Crackle bar was handsomely wrapped, too.
Yes.
I thought the wrap.
Well, because it was foiled.
Foiled?
It was
with red.
No. The Crunch bar was foiled.
The
I don't
crunch
know.
Bar.
The Crackle, I was red.
Red.
But I don't think it was foiled.
I don't think. I think. It was foiled
yellow,
with red around it.
There was some foil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was foil with red around
you're right.
it.
Right.
Could be. I know the Crunch bar had it also.
What do you got in your
hand?
Well,
before I get to the
free
roll
stuff,
call,
Jake?
No, this is free. We got some letters. We got two. Yesterday, we got two wedding invitations as a show.
Oh, wow.
This says to early break. Got an invite from Emily and Jackson. Jackson's from Beatrice. I know Jackson.
Jackson Weeks?
Was Jackson he at Weeks, that's right. Yeah. Jim's son, Jackson.
Was he at the tournament? The pistol?
No, he was not at the tournament. No,
Jackson
no.
Weeks is, yeah.
Yeah, he's now the head coach of Beatrice Boys Basketball.
Okay.
Quick letter says, hey guys, we couldn't imagine kicking you off for a marriage without Husker football in the mix. We're tying the knot on Friday, September 5th, starting with our first day as husband and wife by getting ready for a Husker home game win. You're a big part of our football season tradition, and we'd be thrilled to celebrate with you. If you're around the Haymarket the night before the game, we'd love to buy you a drink or two and toast to a Husker victory and a
How
happy marriage.
How about that?
Go Big Red, Jackson Weeks, and Emily Rohrer.
Jackson,
wedding invite.
Jim's
Jackson,
boy.
Please text in what you think the hors d'oeuvres will be.
Yes.
I'd like to know.
Yeah, let's know that. We
doesn't
stop
hinge
by.
Everything,
it matters.
But it's always, I get very excited about wedding hors d'oeuvres.
We could stop by.
Yes.
We got another invite from Logan and Bree from Holdridge.
Holdridge.
You should give us some, look at this.
First rate.
Pass that down. We actually got a gift from these guys, too. It's like a patch from the farm. Hang on.
This is incredible.
Patch from the farm.
Patch from the farm.
It's a quick note from here. These guys.
Reed Landing Cattle.
It says this. Coach Sip and Jake, I want to invite you to our wedding. Dr. Love has been instrumental in putting me in a position of getting married. Without Dr. Love, who knows where we would be? We have score one
sure
smoking during
this.
The meal.
Score one smoking. Score one.
So if you're free during the bye week, come on down to Holdridge. We'd love to have all of you. Thanks for all you guys do. And here are some patches from the farm. Logan Reed.
Are those back?
Established in 1888, guys.
Patch.
Are those both on the bye week? Is that?
No, the first one is the Friday night before the first home game, September 5th. This one is the bye week in November.
This is incredible. Mm. Breakers.
Wait a second, November.
Yeah, second one is, yep. So, there you go. Thank you for the wedding invitations.
A patch.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Egg.
Joey!
You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Egg runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more at 738egg.com.
I'm telling you what, they're on the reason you want to stop out there, because it's so close to breaking out. And I got it out last night, and it's right there ready to go. I didn't quite go with it yet.
Okay.
But Joey, they also sell merchandise, and he gifted me a hoodie, the 738 Ag hoodie.
Nice.
And it is incredible. And I'm within just a couple degrees of throwing that bad boy on.
Ooh.
I'm very so
down to
61 degrees, Bill. It is almost.
I need 59. That's the number.
That's right.
That's
forgot about
59
that.
Is the number. But just so you know,
I want you to be fair to Joey.
Stop by and get some gear. Joey sells. He doesn't sell it, guys. He's going to gift it to you for a free consultation.
That's true.
On what's going on in spraying world. So just know that there'll be some gear coming your way.
What?
He's a design artist.
Our way?
What's that? I can work a deal for you. I'll work a deal for you.
Yeah, you don't have to, but if you want to.
We'd wear the gear, though.
I would wear it. Yeah.
We do wear gear.
We do.
I have a lot of
we
gear.
Do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Before we move on, what else do we do on a Friday after Idle Chit Chat?
What do we do?
The call.
The roll call.
The call.
Text us right now your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else we want this morning from the Breakers.
Spirit animals. Energy. There's nothing like the marching band coming in to a stadium. What's your favorite thing about a marching band?
Ooh, this is interesting.
Favorite thing. Mine is 1B, the drums where they hit the metal rim.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, they're hitting the outside of the drum.
Rip shot there.
Oh, I love
Nugget
that.
Nugget and that you and taught that, me today.
That's a lot.
They're hitting the outside of the rim?
The outside, yes. That's incredible. But my favorite my favorite thing is the tuba. Boom, 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 boom. That's the song that I wrote a while back.
Can you do that again?
Boom, 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 boom.
Just do that the whole show.
In the background. Boom, 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 boom.
Just on a loop for 2 hours. I'm about to pass out over there. I can't do it anymore.
Every so often.
You don't have to do it all the time. Just
right in the middle of someone's commentary, too.
Boom, 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 boom.
When you think it's really getting good.
Things are really picking up. I'll do the tuba. Anyway,
Jake says tuba do it. Yeah.
Pipria.
What would yours be, Jake?
I love the tuba. Also, I like the I played percussion in the marching band.
I played percussion
in high school. I was the bass drum. I did the third bass drum.
Stop it! It's the first thing I heard that Jake was
for
in the
two
band.
Years, freshman and sophomore. I did not do junior senior year. I did freshman sophomore year. I played the bass drum.
Okay.
I was one of the five bass drums. I was the middle guy, and I probably should have had the top one because I was very small in high school. Very
small albino.
Small albino.
If you watch me walk around, I'm like leaning back, like, to see off my back and not fall over.
Is there a photo of anywhere?
100% there's a photo.
How old were you?
I mean, freshman, sophomore.
Well, Jake, those things
that long
15.
Ago.
You have your
20 years ago.
Sip, have you ever seen the brace that goes on your
quite
shoulder?
A brace.
It's quite a brace that goes on your shoulder. And you do have to lean back.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
God,
I'm going bass drum.
That?
Going
Jake,
bass drums.
Percussion.
Percussion.
Okay.
Right, let's get some response. Go ahead, Sip. Your answer?
No.
You got to give us an answer.
I like the dude that comes out high stepping.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
It freaks me out.
Yeah,
cool.
It does.
It's super
it is super cool. Yeah. And they come in the hat. How about the hat?
Yeah. He's got yep.
Excuse me.
Head's back.
Where's the giant hat? It's in here. You have to put on the giant hat. Lean directly backwards.
Excuse me. Where's
the giant hat?
Okay, Rosebud Elmwood says the drums for sure. Ed and Lincoln, listening from Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. Drumline, favorite part of the
it's
band.
It's going to be hard to beat your rat-a-tat-tat on the side of the drum.
That's really good. Sweet. When you hear that, it's like, and usually they're marching when that happens. They're not playing during that time. This is kind of like a prelude.
Yeah, you're right. That's a cool sound.
Jake says the funny hat's his favorite part of the band. So with us there, Officer McCloud.
Excuse me.
Drums.
Excuse me, where's the giant hat?
Paul in Spearville, Kansas. Drums. Pecan pie.
You're fine. No, you can keep going.
Pecan pie says, I like it when it's over because it's football time. Yeah.
My God.
That's kind of a
pecan pie.
Pie. Be better. Be
what
better.
Is that?
What is that? We're not doing that today. We're not doing that today.
Damn it, pecan pie.
Bearded Ben says the tuba. What's the on that one,
Bill? Hello, Bearded Ben.
Craig says, I'm getting in the shower right now.
Too much info.
It wasn't an answer. 54 years old. Thank you
not
for that
sure
image
what that
there.
One means. Not thanks sure we're going with that.
Thanks for the image there, Craig. Didn't need that.
I wasn't imaging, just so you know. So.
Gary and
Jake's curious.
No, I'm not. Gary.
No, I'm not.
Gary in Kentucky. Trombone. Eric and Hickman. Drums and tubas. Lou, 80 years old. The horns from Orlando. The horns. Leroy.
I was just thinking about Jake being curious.
Leroy.
There's this backstory to that also that's yeah. even better. So
Leroy yeah. says
sorry,
his favorite part of the band is Bush Light. I'm not really sure what that means.
This is hilarious.
It makes no sense. One guy's showering, one guy's hammering beers. It makes no sense.
His favorite part of the band is Bush Light.
Sean and Eagle, the drum line. Tony in Rayford, North Carolina, the drums. Jay in Colorado, age 27, snare drum and the brass. Snare. Likes the brass. Yeah.
I like the Bush Light.
Tristan.
I like Bush Light.
Tristan's with you guys on the guy doing the high kicks. He likes that guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Part high of the kick. Band. Joel in Wisconsin says snare drums and the drum major / majorette. Yeah. Bill and Bennett, the big cymbal crashes. Likes that.
The big cymbal's cool. It is cool. Yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Wet blanket.
Really cool
wet blanket. Like the weird march with the tiny steps. Okay.
Weird march with the tiny steps. Yeah.
Meal ticket, the drum line. Pete and Bennett going to Columbus to work on Sip's bridge right now. Likes the trumpets.
Okay. My bridge.
It's on the bridge.
It is. The loop. Protect the loop.
Let's see. This is from...
That's what we're doing.
Missing Tooth Greg calls himself... This is from the disgraced weatherman. The blonde cheerleader is my favorite part of the band.
Of course it is.
There we go, Greg.
There we go.
Is, Greg.
Well, Greg, now you got yourself in a situation at home.
With your brunette wife.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
You had to say blonde out there.
Nice job, Greg.
Fletch and Phillips, the tuba. Jennifer and Hubby say the drum line collectively there. They both say drum line.
Okay.
David in Palm Beach, Florida. This is the first time. I've never seen him before.
David in Palm Beach, Florida.
He says that my favorite thing is that you have got 200 people marching in the same direction, not looking at their phones.
Ooh.
He goes to a very different
commentary.
Bum, 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 bum. Very different answer there. Jeremy in Jackson, Mississippi, the xylophone favorite part. He just want to type xylophone out. He just want to type out xylophone. I get that.
Xylophone.
Mm-hmm.
They're in there.
I have no clue there's a xylophone.
Well, okay, we might have more to the Bush Light thing. Sean and DeWitt says, at Wilbur Check Days, the marching band carries Bush Lights when they march.
The high school band. Is it the high school band?
I think that's got to be probably an older band.
Okay. What do they carry?
I don't know. How do you do that? You got to usually have both hands on the instruments to play.
You would know.
YouTube, before we move on, we got Bolt with us this morning. Didn't give me an answer to the...
Bold just chimed in. He's here.
Yep,
thanks,
I'm
Bold.
Here. Nels in Montana, 48 years old, the drum line. Genghis in Hondo, Texas, likes the flute.
The flute.
The flautists. I think it's how you say that. I think it's flutists. Flautists.
Jake is bizarre today.
Bizarre today.
That's an actual word. Get that, an actual word.
Let's get that peeper guy in here.
Piper.
Is there a word flautist?
Yes, I think that's right. Breakers is my right. Flautist. I think
Rudy's backing.
Not crazy. It's an actual term.
Rudy's backing.
Thomas in the Philippines, the tuba. Brad in Kansas. Doesn't give me an instrument.
Bush Light.
Tyler.
I'm showering.
Tyler in GI, the drum line. Bradley likes the triangle, which you can't hear when it's... on the field.
The triangle.
It's a mini symbol,
I don't know
basically.
If the triangle is actually in a marching band.
You might.
I'm going to question that.
This is questionable.
The triangle does show up.
How do you hear
know.
That in the big house?
I don't think there's anybody marching.
You can hear that
all,
triangle over there.
I
can hear the triangle from up
now,
way up here.
Now bring in the triangles. Like that. I don't think that's part of it, but
dang it. Well, guess who's back? Black Cloud is back.
The Cloud.
The Cloud.
He says the saxophone.
Okay.
The sax.
Okay, yeah.
Right. I like the saxophone.
Yeah. Did Beatrice Band have a sax?
Every band has a saxophone. Yeah.
Okay, my bad. Yeah.
The sax, that's a sweet.
Jake's starting to lose his patience.
He is.
I had a proper term. It was just,
the flautist.
Is, I think, is a
Piper.
Term. Piper, peeper, whatever.
See, he's losing his patience. Yeah.
That is the roll call. Sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Go see Sarah, the spirit animal of Lincoln, just south of 48th and Holdridge.
She's something.
I like it when you lose your patience.
Darts, karaoke, billiards, bowling, all sorts of great stuff.
I'd like to see the band come through the lounge at Madsen's.
Oh.
That would be fun to see.
Ooh.
That'd be fun to see.
Clear out there.
That was always a big tradition, is when the band and the cheerleaders would show up at Misty's in Havelock.
It still is.
It still goes on. I mean, they hit several places. Can you imagine being in college, you're in the band, and where do you get to go? We roll through Misty's about 7:30, and the place is packed.
A lot of blue hairs, just happier than hell.
Just happy. It's just like old fashions and Manhattans. Yes, y'all have a Manhattan, please.
God.
Yeah.
God, that sounds good. Well, I think you can still have that time.
I think you can too, yes. Yeah. But just imagine all of a sudden the school band, I mean, the band.
It's better time.
It's better time.
We are going to get to some audio in hour two. But before that, before we get to break, at least something from yesterday, Mac Markway officially out for the season per Matt Rhule.
Hold on.
We'll get some audio from Holgorsen and Akil Shorts in hour two, I promise.
But what happened? Yeah. Can you tell us what happened?
Dana Holgorsen actually. I can say this. Yeah. Dana Holgorsen actually had a good comment about it. He said he ran a quarter route. Markway?
Yeah.
Yes.
He ran a corner route. This is Dana Holgorsen talking. He ran a corner route, and I looked at it and thought, something didn't look right on that. He kind of double-clutched it, and I was like, that didn't look very good. That's not how that route is supposed to happen. I went up to him and said, you good? And he went and finished practice, but then he had an MRI later that day. And Rhule said that the ACL surgery failed, which I thought was an interesting way to put it. He said the ACL, maybe it's not. To me, it was.
Let's go back in time.
ACL surgery failed.
When was the surgery?
Well, I think it would have been last year at this time.
Well, I know, but this time, right?
Yeah.
So that's a full year.
Yeah.
And I've said on this show numerous times that before you start getting all cranked up, you can't outwork an ACL injury. Mm. Where rehab it.
You can't.
Do that. No.
Oh, that's good. That's interesting.
No, there's no such thing as that. So in essence, the technology is much better in the surgery, way better. It's still really to be on. It's really still a year. It really takes you're doing a lot. Don't trust me. You're doing a lot at 9 and 10 months. You're not just like, okay, this is the first part of it.
It's still a year though.
But that's a year. Mm-hmm. It's been a year. Did he do it right away? Or did he do it right when he showed up last year?
Yeah, he did. Literally, like, within the first week.
Yeah.
It was. And it might have been the first practice.
So he's had three, two on one. Not all three on the same one. Is that correct?
I think three, two on one. I think that's exactly right. So, yeah, that was Markway. And they got six. Dana Holgorsen said they had six other guys there. You know the principals.
It just seems body-wise type, though. I mean, when the head coach brought him up, in conversation about his big body and all this. And you're the one who said it. He played as a true freshman at LSU.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's not a small thing. He was coming.
Yeah, that was going to be that's an important piece.
It was. He was going to be one of their top four guys.
And he's going to be an inline guy too, it sounded like.
Wow. Back me on that.
Yeah.
He was an inline. What? I'd say
he was so proud he had that.
He and Lindenmeyer are, I would say, this is the sports writer talking, they're definitive in-line guys. And then Heinrich and Carter Nelson are guys you split out.
Well, they can split out or they can. So in-line to me, in-line to me is also that they play on the line of scrimmage.
Right.
Not off in a sling position for the away zone or whatever you want to call it, split zone. I saw split zones run last night in the game. And it's kind of the same thing. You just got to kind of get in the way.
Get in the way.
That is not one where it's going to be like, no. It's not like going, what is he? He's the best split zone blocker I've ever seen.
Is he on the line of scrimmage?
Yes. And so when you're
split out a little bit?
No, it means you're even with the tackle. Okay. That's what I'm saying. And then that's a grown man's job. That's hard. That's hard blocking. And I believe that's where he fit in with that.
I think that's right. I would also say, though, that he could catch pass. He could. I mean,
he was 6'5"?
6'4", 260. Yeah. Big. Ran over 21 miles an hour. And then Lindenmeyer's the same way. Lindenmeyer can catch it a little bit, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So they're in okay shape at tight end. You just got to see how Heinrich handles August.
Was that the only injury update that Rhule provided yesterday?
Or
what about the running back?
Was there an update?
Quentin Ives was not. No. Rhule, I thought he might update Ives. He didn't. He wasn't asked, though. Holgorsen just said it's a hamstring. So I don't know when Ives will be back. But they, well, we can just drop in at 6:37. They really started talking up Mekhi Nelson, which I don't know. I think that's probably, I think it's a situation where, hey, Mekhi, we better pump some confidence into him because he might be the number two guy now. Let's see. But they like what he's doing.
We will have a deeper dive into that in hour two.
Deeper dive.
Yeah, we'll play some audio from.
God, I love that first. I love that. I love that rat-a-tat-tat on the side of the drum. I didn't know that's what that was.
I felt we hit candy bars at the highest level.
It's pretty good.
That's nougat.
A lot of nougat, nougat conversation today.
Yes.
Nougat. We kind of broke down nougat well. That was. I could talk about that more if you
I
want.
I could. We can go back to that. Breakers. We'd like to talk
when
about
when we
that.
Come back and look at last night's
Jake's again
Pro
frustrated
Football
with us.
Hall of Fame game last night, early break in the ticket.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.